Holly Ross, Executive Director of N10. In case you hadn't heard already, we're hosting a little shindig this April in San Francisco, the Nonprofit Technology Conference. We're expecting over 1,000 nonprofit techies to show up for 3 days of sessions and schmoozing. You can get all the details at n10.org/NTC. That's NTEN.org/NTC. As we look forward to the big day, we thought we'd share some highlights from the breakout sessions with you in a series of audio and video podcasts. So take a listen now, and we'll see you in April. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Great, Holly. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Enjoying a little sunshine. How's L.A.?
Just since you called, started to have the sun peek through.
Ah, see?
You're bringing a little sunshine into our lives.
Literally and metaphorically. Okay.
Indeed.
Great. Well, I am talking to Alan Pressel, who is the CEO and founder of Charity Finders. And Alan, you are doing a session with us at the NTC to share called 25 Ways to Drive Traffic to Your Website. Secrets that I'm sure everyone will want to know, since I can tell you that the entire N10 crowd is website obsessed right now. So would you mind sharing a little sneak peek from your session with us?
Sure. Well, I hope to feed that obsession that you alluded to. I think it's there's going to be a lot of knowledge shared at other sessions about how to create a world-class interactive website, and ideally a website that has not only a lot for the website visitor to see, but also a lot for them to do. However, that website really won't do a nonprofit much good unless people are able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the concept of what I call findability is becoming critically important. Probably the most used technique these days for nonprofits to drive more traffic to their site is what's called search engine optimization, or SEO. But there's also search engine marketing, and there's a whole host of other techniques, and many of them are or very close to free and easy to implement. So we're going to go through, the topic is called 25 Ways to Drive Traffic to Your Site. It's actually a lie. It's going to be far more than 25 ideas, but if we put a number higher than that, no one would believe it. But we're going to go through a lot of ideas on how people can get lots of traffic to their site and get support from those people.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And my commitment to my audience is that every recommendation that we'll talk about can be implemented quickly and easily and either for free or close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So mostly the expense will be in the staff time side.
Yeah, and because most of these can be implemented quickly, there's very little staff time or expense involved.
Great. And what's I don't want to make you share your number one thing, but what on your list is your favorite?
Well, probably search engine optimization, like I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Within the topic of SEO, there's probably about 40 or 50 techniques that I can recommend. But also, let me just share with your audience right now, my new favorite website is called websitegrader.com. And if you plug in your own website address, it'll give your site a score from 0 to 100 in terms of its search engine effectiveness. And it's actually a percentile. So if your score is a 90, that means that your site ranks in the top 90th percentile worldwide in terms of search engine effectiveness. Now, in my experience, I've done this with many nonprofits, and most of them are in the 30, 40, or 50 range, which on the one hand is bad news because it means most nonprofits are not doing very much to drive search engine traffic to their site.
Mm-hmm.
The good news about that, though, is that there's lots of room for improvement.
Right. Great. That's a great resource. So tell me, who are the right folks who should be thinking about these? Is it the marketing department? Is it the IT staff? Is it all of them? Who should come to the session?
Well, ultimately, it's anyone, but this will be a very strategically focused seminar, not a technical one. So ideally, executive directors, development directors, board members, and so on, marketing directors and so on, but certainly anyone, including IT staff, are welcome.
Great. So you've been to the NTC before, and we have lots of great sessions.
I've spoken at the NTC several times.
Yeah.
So not recently.
Yeah. Well, so we're glad to have you back. And as you mentioned, we do have lots of great sessions on the agenda. We do have some deeper dives into things like search engine optimization, you know, AdWords, and some other ways. So they could come to your session, get a good primer, and then dive deeper, which I think will be a really great setup for folks.
Sounds good to me.
Tell me a little bit about what you are looking forward to at the NTC this year.
Well, learning about the state of the art in terms of what's happening with nonprofits' use of the Internet and creating websites and creating email campaigns and driving traffic to their sites. I'm also looking forward to doing a lot of networking. There's a, each time I go to the NTC, there's more and more folks that I know, both vendors, clients, and consultants and others, and it's just good to reconnect with old friends and make new ones.
Mm-hmm. Great. And while you're in San Francisco, are you going to do any sightseeing or visiting of favorite places?
I love San Francisco. It's my favorite sort of regular destination. And what I like to do is go to Union Square. There's a ton of things to do around Union Square, but in Union Square is a half-price ticket booth where you can get tickets to that evening's plays for half price, and there's certainly a ton of great theater in the area.
Yeah, it's San Francisco's TKTS booth.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it is definitely.
I was in New York City a couple of days ago, and I went to the TKTS booth in Times Square.
Yeah, and there's lots of great theater in San Francisco for sure. You can definitely see they do a lot of first-time showings there before shows move to Broadway. Yeah, and there's some great theaters. So great.
Yeah, well, I'm never disappointed.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on at Charity Finders these days. What are the big trends that you guys see and big projects that you're working on?
Well, interestingly, you know, with this economic downturn, there are some who say, well, the sky is falling and, you know, we're not going to be able to afford to do anything with our website or do anything discretionary. On the other hand, I actually have done quite a bit of public speaking on this topic, and if you look back at the recessions we've had over the last 40 years, there's been little to no dip in overall charitable giving in this country. Now, you could argue that this time is different because it's worse, because the stock market has declined because of the Madoff thing or a few other things, and I'm sure there's a lot of nonprofits that are being greatly hurt by this recession, but there's also a lot of opportunities as well, and so a lot of nonprofits now are looking to diversify their fundraising sources, and rather than rely on the traditional grant-making organizations, they're starting to look into online fundraising and other forms of fundraising as well. So for us, this has been a big opportunity. We've got you know, lots of nonprofits that either have no website and want one, or more likely they have one, but it's basically a brochureware site, and what they really want is a site that not only lets people read about the organization, but engage with them and support them as well. So we've been continuing to develop our nonprofit Site123 technology to the point where just about anything that our clients want to do with their websites, we can enable them to do very quickly and easily, and the best part of my job now is I get to say yes to almost every question that I'm asked.
That's going to be a nice feeling.
Indeed.
Yeah, great. And I think you're right about the opportunity part, although it's a scary opportunity. Do you feel like folks are ready to say, okay, enough trying to, you know, do old things in new ways, let's find brand new ways to get our work done?
Some are, and those are the people that tend to come to my public speaking engagements, which I do a lot of. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I've become sort of known as the e-philanthropy evangelist. So I love to go around the country, and whether it's meeting one-on-one or being a keynote for 1,000 people in the audience, I like to whip people into a frenzy and getting them excited about the strategic potential of the internet. And I think never has the strategic potential been greater than it is today, especially when you consider all the social networking opportunities out there, when you consider the lessons from Barack Obama's presidential campaign, all the great things that he was able to accomplish online, many of which can be lessons learned for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I am very much looking forward to learning a thing or two myself from you and your presentation, and I really want to thank you for taking some time out to talk to us this morning.
Well, I'm really excited to come to the NTC and to reconnect with you, Holly.
Thanks, Alan.
Bet. Take care.